Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. State Department is urging the coup plotters in Gabon to ensure the safety of members of the overthrown civilian government and their families. A group of military officers in the oil-producing Central African nation announced early Wednesday that they had seized power and put President Ali Bongo under house arrest. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Ce jour, 30 août 2023, nous,
soldiers declare on Gabonese TV that the military, united in a transitional committee, is putting an end to the leadership of President Ali Bongo. Gabon held elections on August 26, but contested results indicate 69-year-old Albert Ondo Osa, a former minister and university professor, won the poll. Ondo said Ali Bongo wanted to steal his victory. Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The White House said Wednesday that the U.S. is concerned our negotiations between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had exchanged letters pledging to increase their cooperation.
Under these potential deals, Russia would receive significant quantities and multiple types of munitions from the DPRK, which the Russian military plans to use in Ukraine.
Kirby said the U.S. has intelligence that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu had visited North Korea to try and convince Pyongyang to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday called for a review of corrupt decisions he said had been made by medical commissions that assess whether conscripts are fit for service in Ukraine's military. This is VOA News. Speaking during his nightly address, Zelensky said the number of medical exemptions from military service granted in some regions had increased tenfold, and that law enforcement had documented instances of officials receiving bribes worth thousands of dollars. President Zelensky this month dismissed all the heads of Ukraine's regional army recruitment centers. He said more than 100 criminal cases had been opened in a wide-ranging probe launched after a graft scandal at a recruitment office in southern Odessa region last month. Ukraine introduced a general mobilization after the February 22 invasion by Russia, and military reservists between the ages of 18 and 60 are eligible for conscription. Hurricane Idalia slammed into the U.S. southern state of Florida as an extremely dangerous Category 3 storm Wednesday, bringing torrential downpours, flooding, and destructive winds. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Eyewitness video showed flooded roads in Tampa Bay, and traffic camera footage showed flooding on Interstate 275 as waves washed over the Howard Franklin Bridge. In St. Petersburg, Florida, police video showed parts of the city underwater, swamped by raging floodwaters. As it crawled across the state into southern Georgia, Idalia weakened to a Category 1 hurricane, that's according to the National Hurricane Center, which predicted Idalia would downgrade to a tropical storm overnight and into Thursday.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. A planned UN vote on Wednesday to renew approval for a peacekeeping mission in Lebanon has been delayed as France, the United States, and the United Arab Emirates argue over the freedom of movement of UN troops. The UN interim force in Lebanon, established in 1978, patrols Lebanon's southern border with Israel. The mandate for the operation is renewed annually, and its current authorization will expire on Thursday. Some 15,000 people, including many tourists, paced each other with tomatoes at Spain's annual Tomatina Street Battle takes place in an eastern town. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Workers on trucks tip 120 tons of overripe tomatoes into the main street of the town for participants to throw. The fight leaves the street, its houses and the participants drenched in red pulp. Then the town's hosed down and the revelers shower off within minutes after the hour-long noon battle. The festival, held on the last Wednesday of August, was inspired by a food fight between local children in 1945 in the town, located in a tomato-producing region. Media attention in the 1980s turned it into a national and international event, drawing participants from every corner of the world. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And I'm Richard Green for V.